In the middle of the Amud asks a kasha that according to Reb Shimon, if we say that machshava does not work by halacha zedrasi, so fact of my kasha elachata sayv the pasuk by machshava Reb Shimon hechim mishkachas. How is it shaykh to have a machshava beselus by chata sayv, which we know from the Mishnah Leiran that it's shaykh? So how does that work? Because we're machshach the chashav alam mekame delepuk dam leklumi. If the machshava happened before the dam came out, then that's nothing because that's halacha zedrasi that machshava doesn't help. The basa denafuk dam, and if the machshava took place after the dam already left the eif, then isavidi la mitzvasa, then the mitzvah is already done, the hazah is finished, and at that point, machshava can no longer help. So there's no time, they can have a machshava by chatas eif. That's the kasha of the gemara. Now the question is, there's a very pashut eitzah, I can have a machshava over here, and you're mechashiv that second while it's leaving the eif. No, that is the shas hazah. Once it left, it's too late, but as it's leaving, that would be the time for mechashiv, so why can't that be the Teretz of this kasha, the mechashav as the dam is actually coming out, and that split second, that's where the mechashava takes place. So the stipler asked this kasha earlier in Siman Aleph, and he says that there's a machlekes v'shainim. What does all the mechashavas we have by kachin mechshol shma and pigel? What does that mean? Does that mean that you need a dibur? You have to be medaber. You have to speak it out, or is the kipshuta that the mechashava itself helps? You just have to think it in your head that you're shechtin shalay shma or chutz mekayim. So he says if you like v'shainim that you need dibur, then this kasha is not a kasha because you have to be able to speak out that whole sentence in a split second. It's not shaykh. You have to say the words, I'm shachting shalay l'shma, I'm shachting manasus or chutz makayim, or whatever it is. That takes a while, and you can't do that during that split second. So therefore, the Gemara has a good kasha that it's not shaykh. But if you hold it, machshava is kapshuta, the machshava, then that can happen in a second. You have in your mind that I'm shachting chutz makayim, shalay l'shma, chutz l'zmane, that can take a second, and l'char you could be machashav that as the dam is going out, so lefi those yushainim, it would be a kasha. So he says this pashas is a raya that machshava means dibur, not machshava. Then he says that maybe it could be mancha. You see a chiddush from here that even lefi the yushainim hold that machshava is machshava kipshuta, not dibur, but doesn't just mean that you're thinking in your head. You have in mind there should be chutz makayim shalay shma, but you have to actually be mechashav a nusach in your head. You have to be mechashav those words. You have to think in your head the words. I'm shechting shalay shma. I'm shechting chutz makayim amanas luzayik. Or whatever it is, you have to say those words in your head and you have to actually think those exact words. So therefore, even if you hold the machshava is good enough, but it's a dibur within your machshava. And if it's a dibur within your machshava, then you could say the same teretz. That's not something which could take place in the split second. And that's why the Gemara doesn't give that teretz. So it's a chiddush. You see a chiddush from here. What does it mean that machshava helps by kachim? It's not just tam, having in your mind, in your head, but you have to actually be mechashav specific words. Just instead of speaking them out, you can be mechashav them in your head.